Blog Talk Radio.
The torch I carry is having sound. It's worth its heartache in the ransom. And when the twilight steams, I know you have a lady in the heart of me.
Dean speaking, and better still, I'm known as Dr. Dean. Good evening. This is Getting It Done. Finally, I've been able to get on to the show. I've been trying for some time to get it onto the show, and it hasn't happened. And finally, it has happened, and I am just as happy as I can be. I am your host for this show, and the song that you just finished hearing was "I Guess I'll Hang My Tears Out to Dry." It's an old Frank Sinatra song, but that was me actually singing that song. I'm going to give a shout out to Jen, wherever she is, and she's on her way on a flight someplace in these great United States. Let me tell you this. The show that I have for you today is one that I think you'll thoroughly enjoy. Let me tell you first of all about how this whole structure is going to happen. For 1 week, we will feature a great jazz artist or a jazz musician. In the following week, we will discuss issues that are dealing with our country, such as human relations or things that are dealing with race relations. In today's show, we'll feature one of the greatest jazz pianist players of all time. Let's see if you can recognize the playing of this great artist. Let me see if I can pull that particular person's up, and then we all will be on the same page. Well, let's see if we got him going on here. I'm trying to get him to play, and he doesn't really want to do it. Oh, there, it's starting to play. Here we go. Oscar Peterson. If you didn't get it, but I'm quite sure if you've heard piano players before, you would have been able to recognize his distinct style. That was Oscar in 1974 at Stockholm, Sweden, where he was playing at a concert later on with a number of other people who were playing with him. But let me first of all tell you a little bit about Oscar. He was born in 1925 in Montreal, Canada. He basically began playing the trumpet at the age of five. I said not the piano, but the trumpet at the age of five, but had to stop because of catching a disease that affected his lungs. And however, his father got him involved with playing the piano. He comes from a musical family that really respected the art, and therefore Oscar actually had an opportunity to receive the kind of support that most children who might want to do things may not be able to receive. He began playing classical music and changed from classical music after hearing people such as Teddy Wilson, Nat King Cole, and the great Art Tatum. So basically, he really was influenced by Art Tatum more than anybody else. You can tell from the different kinds of changes that he made that they were very similar to some kinds of things that Tatum would do. Now, in 1974, we would say that Oscar was at the height of his career, and that was him playing by himself. And so what I'm going to try to do is pull up something where he was playing with one of the groups that actually he loved to play with. And this goes back to 1965. And so let's pull that up. And this is Oscar playing 10 years ago from that time of 74. Listen up. Thank you. That was Oscar Peterson back in 1965. It's The Master in a 1965 special where you found Oscar Peterson at the piano, Ray Brown at the bass, and Ed Thigpen on the drums. Songs that was called actually Someday My Prince Will Come from that particular album that he did at that particular time. Now, the first one that I gave you an opportunity to listen to Oscar playing, there's a big difference in how he was playing back in 1965 and how he later on started playing in 1974. He was playing sort of and at some particular time when he was playing with his group, small group, he sometimes would leave him. He was so fast. And they had to catch up because Oscar always believed in people being able to, if they were going to perform, they had to perform at their best. Let me tell you a little bit more about Oscar. He went to his father and told his father, "You're going to drop out of school." And his father told him, "Said no, you're not going to drop out of school unless you're going to be the best." Well, of course, Oscar was not the best at that particular time, but he dropped out of school, but he became the best. Everybody around that time really thought and a lot of people don't even really know that Nat King Cole one time was number one in downbeat. Teddy Wilson, let me tell you about him. He was actually the piano player that played at Carnegie Hall with Benny Goodman and Lionel Hampton. And so basically those particular musicians that we're talking about are the people that Oscar had to compete with. That's not even to speak of some others that I'll be talking about later on. When Oscar finally dropped out of school, he went on to do some great things there in Canada, had his own radio show, and he finally came to the United States in 1949. And he was actually, at that particular time, he was only 24, and played at Carnegie Hall with the help of Norman Gatz. Actually, it's called the Jazz Philharmonic. And these are some of the musicians that Oscar played with. He played with Ella Fitzgerald. He played with people like, let's see, who else? He played with Count Basie. He played with Dizzy Gillespie. Charlie Parker. Those are some of the few people that he played with. So and it's called the Jazz at the Philharmonics. And they traveled around and did a lot of things. And they did just so many things. So let's see if we can pull up another thing and you can see the progression of this particular gentleman's outstanding ability to promote jazz. Here he is. Back in, let's see, I think it was in 1974 with Barney Kessel. And he was doing some boogie woogie. Let's see. Thank you. Oscar Peterson back in 1974 playing the Boogie Blues, the Boogie Woogie Blues. On the piano, of course, was Oscar Peterson. On the guitar was Barney Kessel. Peterson was on the bass, and Ronnie Scott was on the drums. And by the way, that was in London in 1974. Now listen, some of the things that you might have heard or may not have heard, but let me bring them to your attention if you did not hear them. The man's fingers were out of sight. I'm sitting here watching this on YouTube and watching this man's fingers being played out of sight. The other musicians stopped playing and let him continue to play. And mainly because he played so many different forms of jazz. One form of jazz that you may have been able to recognize that he played was called honky tonk. And then there was a boogie woogie that he played. So Oscar mixed those two elements with jazz, and it gave us some different things that are different than most musicians are able to play even today. And you'll notice that his hands were moving so fast, as I said, and the other musicians had to stop playing. At the same set, Oscar had he played with some great people, but later on he even played with the great Duke Ellington. And the same thing with Count Basie. When you consider that Frank Sinatra and Duke Ellington both said when they were alive that this man, Oscar Peterson, was the greatest jazz pianist that who ever lived. And I'm gonna go back a little bit and see if we can pull up even some things before he got to be so great and see if we can pull up some of the things that he did. And I'm not going to say too much except to introduce them because we only have about 15 more minutes for the show. But I think you're missing a lot if I just keep interrupting and tell you about him. Except the one thing that he died at age 82 in 2007 from kidney failure. Oscar was a big man, and he had a problem with sugar diabetes. Let me go on, and I'm going to give you a short version of him doing something called The Wave. And you'll like this. Thank you. Which is a song that is more played now than probably then. This comes from the musicians who played with him at that particular time. I'm going to see if I can pull them up. That was Ken Bladdock playing the double bass, Martin Dew playing drums. And this was in London in 1976, 2 years prior to when we were talking about him playing previously. And let's see if I can pull up another thing. But before, while I'm pulling him up, because we don't have a whole lot of time, let me tell you some more things about him, because it's interesting to note that this man accomplished so much. He even put together a school of jazz musicians, which he actually took his money and built his own school for jazz. And he had over 200 recordings and also recorded 90 albums. He won 7 Grammys, Lifetime Achievement Awards that he won from the National Academy of Arts. As we can see that he played with such performers as, even played with Louis Armstrong, and Nat King Cole, was on Nat King Cole's very first show. That's how much they thought of this particular gentleman, the greatest jazz pianist of all time. Now, something that you may not have heard, he played or put together an album that was with violins and such. Let's see if I can pull that one up and you'll like that. This was recorded back in 1980. Let's see if we got it. Thank you. I'm going to stop right there because where the time is running out, and I have 5 more minutes to play. And I wanted to play something that Oscar wrote himself. It's called A Hymn of Freedom. I'll be cutting it off before it's concluded so I can tell you about the next week's program. But so here's Oscar Peterson playing one of his own renditions that he wrote himself with the group that he loved to play with the most. And that's with Thigpen on the drums and also the great, let me go on right now because that's Ray Brown. And this was in 1964, Oscar Peterson. I'm going to do is just let us hear Oscar in the background and continue to play. We only have 2 minutes left in the show, and I'll let it conclude until he is either finished or the program is finished. But next week, we will be featuring some beautiful music as well as some information concerning things that are happening in our society as it relates to race relations. And so I hope you enjoyed listening to one of the greatest jazz pianists that ever played the piano in the form of Oscar Peterson. That was a hymn called Hymn to Freedom, with those in the background, such as Ray Brown on the bass and Ed Thigpen on the drums. And hopefully you will continue to listen to the program called Getting It Done. So listen to the conclusion of this